from Washington. This is VOA News. I'm Susan Yawkey reporting. Mass graves discovered in Malaysia, likely of migrants. Malaysian authorities say police have found numerous mass graves containing the remains of people believed to be migrants from Myanmar and Bangladesh. Home Minister Zaid Hamidi told reporters today that the graves had been found along the border with Thailand near villages that had been used by people traffickers. Local media reported that about 30 graves containing hundreds of skeletons had been found in and near detention camps used by human traffickers of Bangladeshi and Rohingya migrants. Shiite Muslim militia and Iraqi government forces have launched a counterattack against Islamic State insurgents east of Ramadi. We asked Rafal Medhi, the Baghdad news manager for Al Hura, about conditions in Anbar province.
Several areas of Anbar are still under control of ISIS, while ISIS is still trying to get to the other areas, such as Amiriyat al-Fallujah and Khaldiyah, which is a district in Al-Habbaniyah. At the same time, ISIS has completely surrounded 360 degrees the two cities of Haditha and Baghdadi, whose citizens continue to suffer lack of food and water.
Ethiopians are voting in national elections, expected to give the ruling EPRDF party another five-year hold on power. Voting appeared to be going smoothly today in the capital, Addis Ababa, where long lines of voters waited peacefully outside polling stations. Opposition parties say the elections are not free and fair because officials clamp down on opposition supporters. This is VOA News. A bus carrying 30 international women activists, including American feminist pioneer Gloria Steinem, crossed the border into South Korea from the north today to mark International Women's Disarmament Day. The women are calling for the unification of the two Koreas. The group arrived in North Korea Tuesday and held a peace symposium and marched with North Korean women during their six-day visit. Steinem is the honorary co-chair of the group known as Women Cross DMZ.
I know that we had real human exchanges with North Korean women. There is nothing like sitting in a circle and telling each other our human stories, right? And that's what happened.
The women were denied an attempt to walk across the demilitarized zone dividing the two countries, but the North allowed a South Korean bus to cross the demarcation line to transport them to the South. The U.S. Justice Department says it will review the acquittal of a Cleveland, Ohio police officer who fired through the windshield of a car at the end of a shooting barrage that left two unarmed African-American occupants dead. The verdict comes as authorities are investigating two other high-profile cases in Cleveland involving the deaths of African-Americans at the hands of police. Cleveland's mayor, Frank Jackson, called the verdict a defining moment for his city.
While we encourage and support peaceful protests, I want to make sure that those who are here that have a different agenda understand that actions that cross the line, whether by police officers or citizens, cannot and will not be tolerated.
A total of 71 people have been arrested in Cleveland during protests following the acquittal of the officer. The city's streets were calm early today after Saturday night protests. Cleveland has paid families of the two victims $1.5 million apiece to settle wrongful death lawsuits. Ireland has overwhelmingly voted to legalize same-sex marriage in the world's first national referendum on the issue. Official results released Saturday showed that 62% voted in favor of changing the country's constitution to allow same-sex marriage. More than 60% of eligible voters cast their ballot, the highest turnout in a popular vote in Ireland in over two decades. The dramatic social shift comes two decades after the traditionally Catholic country decriminalized homosexuality. The overwhelming yes vote is due in part to thousands of young Irish voters who returned home from abroad to cast their votes. In Europe, gay marriage is legal in more than a dozen countries. It's also been legalized in Argentina, Brazil, and Canada. I'm Susan Yawkey in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA. Coming up.